Germany-style music and celebration are going full force at the Drone Nightclub, the epicenter of a three-week New York Gypsy Festival. It highlights the musical cultures of a people who migrated north from India about 1,000 years ago and settled mainly in Eastern Europe, the Balkans, and present-day Russia. Producer Mehmet Dede says the festival is geared to those like him who are gypsy at heart.
I would like to think that in New York City we are all a little bit of gypsy.
Just as the Roma have been influenced by the lands where they have lived, New York has been shaped by the immigrant groups that settled here, including the Roma. Ismael Luminovsky leads the New York Gypsy All-Stars. He sees himself as a cultural ambassador.
By playing Romani music, I want to offer the New York audience a very free way of looking at music, of expressing the feelings at the moment.
The gypsy spirit seems to work for New York's downtown music scene.
In energy that I don't find in other kind of music.
It's kind of like a European blues. They can feel music and you feel that they love playing.
Petra Gelbert conducts workshops where she introduces Romani language, dances, and music to non-Roma, or Gaje. She also likes to correct what she calls misconceptions.
We're not nomadic for the most part. We are people who have been settled for hundreds of years or have certainly been trying to settle and get jobs.
Roma have considered themselves outsiders, and they have often been persecuted. They're frequently stereotyped as unkempt and dishonest. An estimated 500,000 Roma were murdered by the Nazis during World War II. Today, anti-Roma violence is on the rise in Western and Southern Europe. Even in the U.S., some immigrant Roma fear prejudice. Gelbart's mother worked at a bank.
She just wasn't going to tell people that she's a gypsy because, as she put it, the minute something goes missing, who do you think they're going to blame?
Still, many native New York Roma, like dancer Piroshka Ratz, are proud to maintain some traditions that Roma are well known for, including fortune-telling.
Your own personality is basically very happy.
Ratz says, in spite of globalization, there will always be Roma.
Keeping the important things alive, you know, love and generosity, sharing with family, music and the other arts.
And to judge by the increasing popularity of gypsy-style music, dance, and even fashion, Roma will be part of the Big Apple's flavor for years to come. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.